Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I was supposed to, you know, Keating was supposed to, you still coming on Thursday or what? You coming in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, if you want me there, I'll be there.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I didn't know if this precluded that. I mean, we got to get you in studio. You know, listen, I've had a ton of conversations with friends and colleagues in the business of journalism about, you know, whether they feel like they need to self-edit themselves, and you know, you wrote a piece about basically on sort of campus free speech and academic freedom in Connecticut, and then you quote, everyone is scared. And I'm just curious, I'll leave it open-ended even though I looked at it. I mean, what did you find out?
Well, I think the whole atmosphere, there's kind of a chilling atmosphere in the Jimmy Kimmel world and everything that is going on, and that filters down to the colleges. And I spoke to people at the different colleges, including CCSU, and I wanted to know about, you know, what's going on with the professors, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And what I learned and what I was told was that the professors feel that they are under, some professors feel that they are under pressure if they are teaching a class about Trump or Gaza or Palestine or any of the multiple controversial issues. And the head of the faculty union basically told me that, you know, they're kind of possibly pulled to the side. It's not in writing or it's not anything formal. And they say, you know, maybe you ought to change the name of your course, or maybe you shouldn't be teaching about X.
Right.
And therefore, people are scared.
You know, but I'm curious, is there any acknowledgement? Because you tell the story about Charlie Kirk, who never, you know, early on when he wasn't such a known entity, was maybe going to go to, I think it was Sacred Heart you mentioned, and there was huge pushback, and then he didn't go. That, you know, the shoe's been on the other foot before when it comes to this, though, don't you think?
Oh, definitely, definitely. This has been going on 40 years. I mean, Jerry Falwell was blocked from campuses 40 years ago for your veteran listeners. This kind of stuff has been going on for a long time. However, what the story says is that some people say it's the worst free speech atmosphere since Richard Nixon, and some say it's the worst ever, period. So everything's relative on these things. But yes, there has there been pushback on college campuses? Oh, yeah, for years on various things.
Yeah, well, I guess my point is that I think that it was difficult to be a conservative on some of these campuses in the past. And
yeah.
And I think that's sort of the pushback that a lot of people on the right have. I don't think either side. I think the free speech thing to do would have been actually to preserve free speech, be like, what Kimball said was wrong, and he shouldn't have said it, but it's – I mean, he can say it if he, you know, and they can choose to pull him off the air, too. I mean, I just think free speech is free speech. I think that people have selective morality sometimes when it comes to it. But I will tell you that even for me, and I'll be totally candid, I find myself thinking about how I'm going to say something a little bit more than I did. And I mean, you're always difficult to get opinions out of because you are a dyed-in-the-cloth journalist and you don't look at it as your job and your role. But do you feel like you operate at all, at any level of your consciousness, any differently today than maybe 3, 5, 15 years ago?
I try not to. And the way that you get around that, the way that I get around it is accuracy. I mean, people on the left and the right, they'll blow off the word truth. You know, the word truth is difficult. What is the truth? And somebody like me, you just have to be fair to both sides. Some people will tell you you'll never get the truth. Is that true? I don't know. You're watching Fox News. What is the truth? You're watching MSNBC. What is the truth? Anyway, make a long story short, to answer your question, what I might double down on is not necessarily not writing about something, but making sure that everyone gets a fair shot to the best of my ability. You know, get a hold of the Trumpers or get a hold of the people on each side and try to tell the story that way.
Yeah, we're talking with Christopher Keating, and from the Hartford Courant. You go to current.com, and if you want to read his piece on, you know, the sort of temperature right now on college campuses, you just go to Christopher. They like Google likes your full name and not Chris. They like Christopher. And
listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Christopher on Google, yeah. It was on the front page for your famous print readers on Sunday's paper. But go to Google Christopher Keating, and you'll find quite a bit written by that guy.
You know, speaking about the print, you know, it wasn't the Current, but there are some Connecticut newspapers that made news last week about reducing the days that they go to print. And you know, I grew up in a 5+ newspaper household. I mean, we had so much content delivered to our home every day. And I loved, one of my favorite things to do as a college kid and before I got married, was to spend Sunday mornings at a diner with a newspaper and a lot of coffee. And I don't read them anymore physically. I go online and I'm happy to pay for it. But I mean, how many people, like, in terms of, do you still get a lot of your readers, do you feel like are still print readers, or is it like 95% digital for you? And there's no way to really know. I have no idea.
No, we still have print readers. The reason why I know that is because they tell me. Maybe that's, you know, people in the quote older crowd. I don't consider myself old, but some of my sources are a little bit older, and so. Yeah, you know, young people may never hear this, but a lot of my sources say I still want to hold the newspaper in my hand.
Yeah.
So they say it to me. You know, do I have sources who are, you know, 68 years old or 70 years old? Yeah. There's nothing wrong with being 70 years old. You know, all of us are going to get there someday. There's nothing wrong and nothing illegal about it, you know, and there's people who are even older than that. You know, I talk to people in their 80s. Anyway. Some people are still reading the paper. The answer is yes. Dropping a one day thing. I never really understood the short thing. In other words, if you have a printing press, what's the difference in running it 6 days or 7 days? If you have the press, if you have it. But on the flip side, if you don't have the press and I guess you're renting it, then maybe you will save money on 6 days as opposed to seven. But in the past, a lot of newspapers did not cut down the schedule because I don't think there's a ton of savings there, if you want to know the truth. Especially what we were told in the past, not recently, but we were told in the past, we have a lot of 7-day subscribers. And if you got 7-day subscribers and people paying for 7 days, why give them 6 or 5?
Yeah, you kind of need 7 days. Do you know where you're going today? You know what you're doing today? You don't have to tell us.
Maybe I got to chat it up with the editors, and maybe I'll write about the shutdown. That's kind of a hot issue, yeah. You know. That's pretty hot. And what is the impact? Will there be a shutdown? You know, Trump has a meeting, I believe, at 3 o'clock. I was looking at his schedule, 3 o'clock meeting, and then he doesn't have another meeting until 5:30 today on his schedule. So, you know, will that last 2.5 hours? Who knows? Yeah. Who knows?
All right, we'll see you Thursday, buddy.
All right, man. Take care. Cheers.
Chris Keating, Hartford Current. Go to current.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.